You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Latitude Festival, and joining me now is the CC Smugglers in their tour bus, no less. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
All right there.
First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Dan. I play the double bass.
Hello, I'm Sam. I play the fiddle and the acoustic guitar.
My name's Richie. I'm the lead singer and harmonica player.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I play banjo and guitars.
Hey, I'm Joel. I'm the drummer.
Righto, lots of people listening already have already pricked up their ears because somebody mentioned a banjo.
Yep.
Good stuff. So, first things first, where do you all hail from?
Around Bedfordshire areas. There's one Joplin, one player, he's called Joplin, but he lives in London, and Joel lives in Northampton. So we're all sort of around, sort of the same area, like fairly close. So yeah, it's good.
Good stuff. How did you get together originally?
So it's been a project over a few years. It started off as me doing solo singer-songwriter stuff, and then roped in some old friends, and as we've gone on through the years, musicians have come and go, and in this format we've been together about a year and a half.
Excellent, good stuff. So how did you arrive at the sound that you've got? So it's quite an unusual one.
I guess, well, me, Dan and Rich, we went to school together, and I know Rich was listening to a lot of like punk rock stuff, and so was I. Like, we were into all kinds of stuff, but then this little group of mates kind of got into like country music, and Rich has always been into it, and his solo stuff he sent was kind of like country and blues kind of stuff, and I was really interested in getting involved, and it just came from there, really.
Good stuff. Who would you say are your main musical influences?
They're pretty varied, which is kind of what underpins the style. So the style draws from all sorts of areas like swing and blues and jazz and world folk music, and then even like far out things like rock music and hip hop and stuff. If I was personally going to pick, so my influences, Muddy Waters would be at the top. I like a lot of like Delta blues. Some of the swing stuff comes down to like Django Reinhardt and Gypsy Jazz, Western swing bits and pieces. But like, if you think there's six people in the band, everyone comes from a different kind of viewpoint. There, it's hard to pin it down to a small list, really.
Just the way we like it. And with material, what material have you got available at the moment?
We've just brought out a new single called Rhythm, and the video for that's just come out as well in the last few days. So yeah, that's the latest. Before that, a couple of years ago, there's an EP called Write What You Know. That's on iTunes as well as Rhythm. That had a couple of different members in to what we have now. But there's more new stuff coming soon, hopefully.
Excellent. So you're currently recording new material at the moment, or is that something that you plan to do very soon?
The plan is to do it very soon. I mean, we've got another single in like the pipeline, and that should be coming out in a couple months. But yeah, apart from that, we've just got the new single out, and just hoping for the other single to come out like pretty soon. But don't know what's going on with that at the moment.
Righto, very much a case of watch this space and keep watching, I suppose.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so when it comes to bringing your sound to the masses, what places have you been playing recently?
Well, we just come off a European tour literally this morning. We got like on the Channel Tunnel about, what time was it? Like midday, yeah, something like that. But we've been there for about 2 weeks. We went to Holland, Germany, Czech Republic, Belgium. Yeah, we just did loads of shows there and it was sweet, really fun. So yeah, hopefully we'll go back there soon. Actually, we're going there in 2 weeks back to Czech Republic for a show at Ladna Chiladna, I think it is. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Excellent, and I'm gonna assume that's very well pronounced as well. Is the Czech Republic one of your favourite other places to play?
Well, we only literally went there for the first time a couple of days ago, and it was so sweet, like amazing crowd, amazing stage, and such a sweet festival. So hopefully we'll get to go back there again.
Good stuff. What can people expect from the live set at Latitude today?
Rich is going to make everyone go crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be it's our summer show, so we've got the same show that we've been doing all over Europe. It's like an hour long up-tempo dancing set for you.
Good. We like the sound of that. Do you have any more UK dates coming up?
Yeah.
All our dates are on ccsmugglers.co.uk. So go on there. We've got festivals all up and down the country, and then we've got a UK tour coming in October as well.
Excellent. Good stuff. I think we should raise the point here. Are you named after a particular CC being smuggled in particular? Hmm?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to. What are you referring to?
I don't know. That's just my guess of where the name comes from. Clearly, completely wrong.
Yeah, well, there's an element of mystery involved, so you can maybe fill in the blanks yourself.
Okay, well, if you're listening, just decide for yourself where the name comes from, and the easiest way to do that is to listen to the band and check them out live as well. And what you can do right now, if you're listening, is find them online. Where can people do that?
ccsmugglers.co.uk, Facebook/ccsmugglers, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everything /ccsmugglers, or just search on Google and you'll find all of that. Anyway.
You're slowly taking over the internet. We like that.
Yeah, we're trying.
Excellent. Well, I hope the gig goes well today, gents, and thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Thanks a lot, man.
Cheers. Cheers.